Good morning, students. My name is Matthew Hawkins, and the title of my living book is You Can't Do It. I've talked about making movies almost all my life. I remember the very first movie I went to see. I was 4 years old. I still can remember going to this very old theater with my mom. We went to go see the wonderful movie Snow White. And I still remember spilling my popcorn on the floor in that theater. That was the very first movie that I can remember seeing. And it's the first time I can remember thinking how cool it would be to make something on this giant screen. Growing up, I would think about all the movies I could make. But I would also constantly think about how I couldn't make them. You see, I didn't have a camera. And even if I did have a camera, how would I use it? I didn't have any actors, so who would act for me? And I'd always say to myself, you can't do it. And I started to believe that. I remember the time I got chickenpox. I was actually in grade 8. I was very old for getting chickenpox. My mom would rent a pile of movies for me. 10 movies for $10. These were movies that changed my life. Movies like The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Romancing the Stone, and even the Back to the Future trilogy. Awesome movies, by the way. I fell in love with movies again and again. I remember the first time I watched Star Wars, the original ones, the good ones. I remember laying in my bed after I'd watched Empire Strikes Back and thinking that if I tried hard enough, I could use the Force like Luke Skywalker. I would lay there in my bed and try so hard to move my alarm clock. I would close my eyes tight, and I would take my hand and I'd move it up really fast, and then I'd open my eyes, and my alarm clock still stayed there. I simply knew the clock must have landed faster than I could open my eyes. My parents finally bought a video camera when I was around 12 years old. It was a huge camera, a mammoth camera. I would pick it up and put it on my shoulder and I'd almost fall over. It had a giant suitcase that you had to put it in. I loved it. I'd play around with it as much as I could, only to have my parents tell me, you can't do that. They were so worried that I was going to break their expensive camera because I didn't know what I was doing. So I stopped playing around with video cameras. I stopped playing around with them until much later in my life. And it wasn't, in fact, until I finally married my wife that I started playing around with a video camera again. While my wife and I were dating and engaged, and through our first couple years of being married, my wife would hear me talk about making movies all the time. Wouldn't it be cool if I could do this? Or wouldn't it be cool if I filmed this? She got tired of listening to me. So one day, she finally took our little digital camera that could only film 30 seconds at a time. And she took our old computer and she made her own little movie. I came home from work and she said, Matt, look what I've made. I was in awe. My wife had taken just a few minutes and put together this little video. I began making crazy little movies. Movies of me doing silly karate lessons. Movies of me driving through the drive-through at McDonald's asking for silly things, telling them that I was blind. Movies of trucks driving by, grass blowing in the wind, clocks, anything and everything that would move, I wanted to make a little movie about it. I just wanted to make movies. I even wanted my job to be making movies. When I told people about wanting a job to make movies, they tell me things like, you can't do it. They would say, you didn't go to school for that, or you don't have any formal business training. Some people would say you have a family to take care of and making movies is a hobby. Others would say you're not good at it and you never will be. Almost everyone would say you can't do it. There were a few people that told me I could do it. People close to me that I loved and trusted. People that believed in me. I think we need that. I think we all need that. But what it really came down to was if I thought I could do it. I wish I could remember the day, the place, the time, But something someday finally changed in me, where I stopped listening to myself saying, I can't do it, and started saying to myself, you can do it. You see, I've made a lot of little movies now. I've lost count how many. It's got to be close to 1,000 little movies that I've made. Movies about business, movies for businesses, crazy movies for crazy people, crazy movies with crazy people. I filmed all three of my kids being born. And I've made countless movies about each of them. I've made movies that have won awards, movies that have won prizes. I filmed while hanging out of a helicopter twice. I've been asked to film in places like Uganda and in California, Tennessee. My job, I get to travel all over Canada and film all sorts of fun and cool things. I've been lucky enough to do all of that because I finally listened to myself say, I can do it. And I even brought a little movie for you guys to see that got a lot of attention across Canada, and we can show that.